You're listening to Dine for the Podcast, a Shot Put Media production, presented by MasterCard. Start something priceless.
What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream.
To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Terlato Wine Group, Lavazza, and American National Insurance. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Riazul Tequila, referred to as one of the best sipping tequilas on the market. It comes from the highlands of Jalisco, 7,200 feet above sea level. Riazul's agave has a higher sugar content, lending itself to a sweeter taste profile. If you are looking for a true sipping tequila with extraordinary depth after being aged 2 years in a cognac barrel, you'll have to try Riazul Tequila. Cheers, everyone. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Lavazza. Four generations of the Lavazza family have been working to perfect the art of blending coffee since 1895 with a devotion to making coffee moments special. Signature blend Lavazza Classico, with its intensely rich flavor and sweet aromatic notes, is a celebration of the Italian way of life in every cup and is available any way you brew your coffee. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dine For the Podcast, where we meet the world's most creative and innovative minds at their favorite restaurant. On today's episode is Jennifer Horev.
I cared so passionately about this and about being able to transform communities and people and bring healthy food accessible to people.
Jennifer Horev and her husband, Omer, created a wellness brand called Pura Vida. It is a restaurant that involves vegan, gluten-free, and vegetarian options that can be enjoyed by a wide range of people. Jennifer is currently the chief brand officer building this company alongside her husband. Please enjoy my interview with Jennifer Horev. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thank you for agreeing to being on To Dine For the Podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Are you in Miami right now?
Yes, I'm in my office in Sunset Harbor.
And what is the temperature right now in Miami?
Oh my God, it's hot. It's hot and sunny, but I'll take it because yesterday was so rainy.
So here comes the sun.
Exactly.
Well, I can't wait to dive into Pura Vida. This is really exciting. I'm on my own health journey, so this is a very opportune time to talk about health and wellness on the podcast. But I'm going to start this podcast the way I begin all my podcasts by asking you, where is your favorite restaurant? If you could take me to one place in Miami or beyond, where would you take me?
So I hope that I can answer this question and I'm allowed to use my own restaurants.
No, you cannot use your own restaurant.
I can?
Definitely not. No.
Okay. I'm like, oh, that's a hard one now.
Nice try. No, you can't. You can't use your own.
So I guess my favorite restaurant is where my husband and I always have date night. So it's an Italian restaurant south of Fifth, called Forte di Marmi. It's so cute and charming. It's an amazing Italian restaurant, really authentic. All the waiters and waitresses are from Italy. It has really beautiful atmosphere, great branzino, amazing cacio e pepe, like in the big Parmesan wheel.
That sounds like heaven.
Yes. So I love a good Italian food.
Well, and it's not just the food, right? It's probably the location, the ambiance, going there, you know, the memories you have with your husband, going there and having that special experience. It's everything, right? It's not just one thing.
You're right. It's so true. It's like, that's always our spot. Celebrate our birthdays there, anniversaries there. So it is more about not just the food. It is the ambiance and the memories.
The memories, exactly. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Chicago.
That's where I live.
Oh, amazing.
So are you from the city or are you from a suburb?
The suburbs. I'm from Lake Forest.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I moved to Weston when I was 10 and grew up in South Florida and went to the University of Florida in Gainesville.
Yes.
Then moved to Wellington. And then I found myself in Miami and I've never left.
You've never left. You're a Miami girl now.
No, I love it.
And I understand your background is real estate. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So begin me on this journey. How did you get into this space talking about health, wellness, and restaurants? And where did it begin for you? Have you always been on a health journey? Did something inspire this? What was the genesis?
Well, I think it's kind of interesting. Like if I give you the full long story of where it got me, you know, I studied marketing let me bring you back even earlier days. My first job ever was as a hostess. And so I started in the restaurant business.
Me too. I was a waitress. It is such a great public facing job. Didn't you learn so much?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was a waitress in college and it was probably the hardest, but best job ever. So
yes.
I think everybody should work in a restaurant at some point in their life because you learn so much and you appreciate so much too. So I always knew that was the hardest job. And my family, my grandparents actually were in the restaurant business. So my mom told me, never, ever, ever get in the restaurant business.
It's so much work.
Yes. So when I graduated the University of Florida, I got my business degree. I studied marketing. And then I shortly after that got my real estate license. Started doing real estate. My parents were thrilled. When I was a kid, I would go to showings when we were looking at houses when we moved here. And I would have like the floor plans and I thought I was going to be this realtor designer. So I kind of had that growing up. I loved eating and cooking and baking with my mom. So I guess that kind of naturally was in there as well. But when I started doing real estate, I found myself moving back to Miami and I loved the sunshine. I loved being here and I met my husband and he had Pura Vida on the side and he basically started courting me and cooking for me and showing me this like healthy lifestyle with green juices and everything. And I knew how special it was because at the time, there wasn't access to such healthy places like there are now.
Yes.
And so I was getting this fresh pressed green juice with a lot of ginger in it. And I was feeling so much better. Like I just felt like a transformation in my body. And so what started off as a passion project just became our full, you know, I dove into it with him. And I'm like, this could be something really big. Like the way that you feel when you start caring about what you put in your body, it's transformational. So
it absolutely is. I have just recently gone all plant-based and I've been juicing and I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. And it is an energy and a mental clarity that I've just never experienced. And I know it's my nutrition.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I started having my parents then juice and I got them a Vitamix. And so they started smoothieing, but they call it juicing. And my mom's skin has like completely transformed and like they just feel better. And so it's a slowly a trickle effect as it's now my brother, my sisters, everybody is now on this healthy kick. And it's really amazing. So, you know, I think it's not just about healthy food though. It's about like a healthy environment. So it's like a healthy lifestyle. So we're constantly being active and walking. And I think that that's what's really created this like special community that we have. It's just like health-minded wellness people that just like gather together in our restaurants. And I think that's been the exciting part to watch it transform communities and like our neighboring businesses, like, you know, having health and wellness like a Pilates studio or a gym come next to us. And I think that curating these little neighborhoods of health and wellness has been really cool.
The name Pura Vida means pure life, right?
Yes.
And you hear that term Pura Vida most commonly associated with Costa Rica, right? They always say Pura Vida there.
Yes.
What is the concept of Pura Vida and why is the name so important to you guys?
Pura Vida is pure life. And I think when I mentioned it's a lifestyle, it really is all encompassing. So we wake up in the morning with gratitude for all of our blessings. And we start our day with a big cold glass of water. Used to be a green juice. Now I'm really just having a coffee.
Cheers. And, I understand. Yeah,
exactly. So it's about just feeling good and bringing that positivity into daily life and watching that pure life inspire our employees and our team members. People who join our team have just like transformed their lives as well. And I think I just hear that constantly from our customers too. Like, thank you for bringing this into my neighborhood. I'm so happy that I have a place that I can get my coffee, that I can have my green juice, that I can meet with a friend for a healthy meal. Like, I think that it's just so special that we've been able to create something like that. It's part of someone's, you know, daily routine of pure life.
When you first started, and I know that you left your real estate post to actually join the team and be a brand officer for Pura Vida. Yep. What was that decision like and why did you make it?
I think it was a little scary, right? Like throwing my, and I don't want to say throwing my career away, but putting all my eggs into one basket.
Sure.
My boyfriend, like, you know, it was a really big decision for me because I knew that I cared so passionately about this and about being able to transform communities and people and bring healthy food accessible to people. So I think I believed in the brand so much that I was like, I'm willing to do this because I love Pura Vida and what we're going to create together. And I'm like, I really hope we get married and this works out.
But well, you don't know.
You don't know. Right. So, but I took a chance and obviously things have been wonderful and we now have kids together and, you know, we're doing business together and we've been working together for the past almost 9 years. So it's been really amazing.
What's the secret to working with your spouse and making it a success? That's the real story.
Yes. I think it's honestly our strengths and our weaknesses complement each other very well.
Nice.
So like, and that took some time to figure out, you know, like we're both really strong people and he married and I'm a Leo. And I just think we're both very fiery people. So I think it was learning to kind of balance each other out, listen to each other and like stay in each other's lanes and like offer advice. Of course, in every area that we do, we talk things through. But I think also taking that time to work out in the morning or, you know, if we take a walk in the afternoon, if we didn't get a chance to in the morning and have date nights and those things of like trying to create that balance. And when I had mentioned to you, my mom said, never get involved in the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. It's because you're nonstop, like you're all the time working in the restaurant business. So like, I think when I told her, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm like, but there's the thing. It's only till 10. So it's not
10 p.m. That's still late. What do you mean only till 10? What are you, a New Yorker? You know, did you expect to work till 3 a.m? That's a late night. I mean, it really is. Your mother, there is some truth to what your mother has to say. But if it is your passion, I completely understand. Where do you and your husband, Omer, plan to take Pura Vida? Like, what's your vision moving forward?
We would love to be in every major city. I think the more Pura Vida is, the better. I think it's really exciting to see how our customers are constantly saying, please open in Tampa, please open in, you know, New York, California. So like that constant request makes me feel good. Like I know what I'm doing and we need to keep continue doing this. So our goal would be to be in every major city.
We'll have more on this conversation in just a minute, but first, thank you to our sponsors.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you.
There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters. It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by Riazul Tequila, referred to as one of the best sipping tequilas on the market. It comes from the highlands of Jalisco, 7,200 feet above sea level. Riazul's agave has a higher sugar content, lending itself to a sweeter taste profile. If you are looking for a true sipping tequila with extraordinary depth after being aged 2 years in a cognac barrel, you'll have to try Riazul Tequila. Cheers, everyone. Now back to our conversation.
What is the pushback to health and wellness? Because, you know, it seems like a no-brainer, but I know that getting into the health and wellness space probably has its challenges. If you had to explain what are the challenges, or do you get pushback, what would it be?
Yeah, I think we try to make everything kind of more simple. So I think one of the complicated things that people do when they get in the health and wellness center is they like really want to overcomplicate some of their recipes. So like, we started doing that too in the beginning, where we started adding a lot of different superfoods and shilajit and maca and all this like amazing superfoods. But the problem is, if you're not taking these on a regular basis, you're not going to see some of the same health effects. So if unless you are taking these all the time, you'll start to feel better and see better. But I think it's very expensive to carry those kinds of products. So I think some of the customers don't really understand that extent of the health and wellness. So we try to make it simple and focus on good quality whole foods, simple recipes, no seed oils. So we just kind of simplify that process. I think as we continue to evolve, I'd love to kind of bring back some of the more high potent superfoods. I think that gets that just requires a lot more information to the customers to what they're really getting, because it comes with a higher point.
Absolutely. It's almost like you have to bring your customers along for this journey. You know, many of them may just be starting, or they just may be dipping their toe into health and wellness. And really, the rest of their diet is pretty, you know, what they call the standard American diet or SAD diet. So this may just be like, you know, a treat for them on a Saturday morning. So it's like you have to kind of begin it's almost like you have to educate, right? Like, how do you create this amazing business, but also really start to educate your consumers and your customers on so much more that could be down the road for them?
Yeah, I think that that's the next step. There's so many different diets out there. So it's like what resonates with Omer and me is kind of where this brand has continued. And I think that that's like how I mentioned, it's just easier to understand more whole foods and that side. Because then when you talk about keto and you talk about, you know, all these different styles of eating, we want a hat for you, which is why we created a menu that's super customizable. So whether you're gluten-free or you're keto or vegan or vegetarian, like, we have something for you. So we try to make each dish like, this is the vegan dish, this is the vegetarian dish. So it's more simple. So if you are just beginning that journey, you can easily navigate our menus. And then if you are someone that's a regular and you know what you're doing, you can customize each item to kind of make it your perfect way.
How many locations of Pura Vida are there right now?
So we are opening our 17th location.
And are they all in Florida?
There is one in Qatar, but they're all in Florida.
That is amazing. Okay, so often when we talk about health and wellness, the obvious is food. But I'd love to talk to you about what are you personally doing
What is part of your health and wellness routine that is beyond food? You mentioned walking and exercise. You know, that goes without saying. I can tell you're a fit person, right? You're probably into exercise. But are there other modalities and dimensions that you are willing to share that have helped you on your health and wellness journey?
Yes, absolutely. I really used to be into yoga, and for whatever reason, I think life is in seasons, and there's some seasons that I'm into something more than others. So like right now I'm not into yoga, but I know the health benefit, and that is like one of the easiest, best things that you can do. It's difficult. So when I say easy, it's not easy,
right.
But it's so great for you. So like, that's one of my first things that I would recommend to somebody that's starting a journey is like, yoga is such a great thing because it's a mind body experience. For me personally, I'm not doing that right now, but I am doing meditation. I mentioned I start my morning with just being grateful. So like, I sound silly saying this, but I literally wake up, I stare outside, I take 3 deeps, and I thank God for another day. And I swear it's just, it changes your mindset. You're just happier that day. You know, I love to exercise in the morning. So I do Pilates, or I walk, or I lift weights. And then we got into paddle, which is such
what
a
is
fun
paddle?
Sport. So I don't think it's made it to Chicago yet.
No, but I'm not going to remember.
So it's like a combination of like tennis and racquetball. So it's the tennis ball, but a shorter racket, like a racquetball. And then you have glass walls, so you can play off the walls. It's not pickleball.
It's not. That's what I was thinking of. Thank you. I was trying to think of pickleball because that's made it to Chicago, and that's really hot. So this is called paddle. And so you're playing against somebody, but you're hitting it against the wall.
It's four people.
Okay.
You're playing against each other. You can use the wall, and it's a really fun sport because it's not as challenging as tennis to get better at. You advance faster.
Okay. I like that.
and you get more ball time. So we're really enjoying playing it. My husband started, I was all like tennis. And then I started to play, and I'm like, this is such a fun sport. So now I have like a different moms group and girlfriend group that like we are playing paddle and having tournaments. And we actually opened a PETA within the paddle. It's called Reserve Paddle. So, you know, I get to play and work.
That is amazing. Okay. So this is fantastic. So your exercise, what about like your spiritual dimension? You know, people, when they talk about wellness, they talk about mind, body, spirit. Is there anything specifically you do for your spirit? And then I'd also wanted to talk about like alternative, like, do you do Reiki? Do you do acupuncture? Is there anything in that realm that you can share?
No, I mean, I'm very much about, you know, again, seasons, right? So see, now for me right now, it's my spiritual journey here. I mean, I'm not doing Reiki. I'm doing massages regularly. Mm-hmm. I think that's huge. Recovery days are major. We do cold plunges.
Yes.
That is so hard, but you know, working on getting past 3 minutes.
Okay. And so when you say, okay, for folks who are listening, you're like, what is cold plunge? My listenership is, this is not a health and wellness podcast at all. We talk about great restaurants and it's food. So I imagine that most of my listeners maybe are not like on the left side of health and wellness. So cold plunges is submerging your body in pretty cold water for an extended period of time. And the idea is that you are training your brain to move past something that's uncomfortable. And you're actually, I'm not going to go into the science of it. Maybe you can shed light on it. You're actually really activating chemicals in your body that is giving you like an adrenaline boost, and you feel really euphoric. I've done it many times. I love cold plunges. I don't have a cold plunge pool. Do you have a cold plunge pool?
Yeah, we have one.
Okay, then you can really do it. So if you're in a cold plunge pool, you go directly into the pool and you try to hold yourself in. It sounds like you do it for 3 minutes, which is absolutely amazing. And then are you done, or do you then get into a hot shower?
I cool down for a bit and then get into the hot shower. So yeah, but we're going to, our next stage is we want to get a sauna so we can do the hot cold therapy because there's so much health benefit behind that.
Yes. But the only time I've ever done it is at a hotel or a spa, where I've gone from a hot tub straight into a cold plunge, then back into the hot tub, then back into the cold. And like your body is, I don't want to begin to describe the science behind it, but there is science behind what it does for your body. And you really do feel euphoric. If you can handle the pain of going into the cold water, because for those who haven't done it, it is painful, isn't it, at the beginning?
But absolutely is. The first time I did it, I was like 16. I was traveling with my family in Switzerland, and I jumped in, and I was like, this is so uncomfortable and horrible. So like, I'm trying to do this now in my 30s, and I had a friend who helped me with breath work before. So we started doing some like breath work movements in order to get in and realize how to like calm your mind.
Yes.
So when you go in, it's not like such a panic mode. And I think it helps you make hard decisions and do hard things throughout the day. So it's like a really interesting concept. Obviously, it helps push, I think, like all the bad fat. It also helps you kind of get rid of that. So the science behind it is amazing. So it's definitely uncomfortable and not a fun experience, but it's really great.
No, what you just said just triggered something in me, because it's sort of like, if you start your day or you have an experience in the day where it feels like someone is slapping you across the face and you can just breathe through that pain and then come out the other end, anything bad that happens that day, you're going to be able to handle so much better because you've already done that, right?
Yeah. And that's kind of what happened when we started having 16, 17 restaurants. It's like, we have to be willing to handle anything and just expect, you know, nothing. So, and everything. So it's just like a really great way for a tool for us to be able to handle hard things.
What has been the most challenging part of it? Like when you say, take me to a difficult day, you know, you've got 16 restaurants going, what has gone wrong? Give me an example of just a bad day that you've had to pivot and learn from and deal with and breathe through.
Yeah, I think it's letting go, right? We're such creatures of like wanting to control everything. So I think as we grow and we hire great people around us, it's just like letting them do their job. And sometimes that means like letting them fail. So there's been scenarios where like I could step in and fix the situation, but like I really want my team to kind of fail so that they know how to get back from that.
Interesting.
So like I'm like, I don't even know if I want to talk about this on the podcast. But
Come on. Give me something. Everyone has bad days.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of one that's less like just happened now.
Something a little too raw.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I need more time. Yeah, I mean, we just had a store that was supposed to open and it didn't because certain things weren't done properly. So like, you know, we just have to pivot and figure out. Yeah, it's super stressful. Yeah. So, you know, and we're just kind of having to learn from that.
And I'm sure it's a scenario where you're learning as you go too. You said you'd like your team to fail, but you're like, you have to kind of let yourself fail a couple times in order to even know what to do.
Absolutely. Because we did fall. We did. Yes. We made those same mistakes. So that's where it's like, Omer and I kind of look at each other and we're like, okay, do we give them the answers that like we had? Or, you know, no matter how many times you tell somebody, the best way for somebody to learn is to go through it. So like, you know, that's also great for us too, is to see other people kind of molding themselves into us. And so it's really cool to see the team grow.
Yeah. What do you think is your superpower? When you look at, you know, you had this amazing career in real estate, you've switched over, which I'm sure took a transition to go from real estate to what you're doing now. But what do you think you are uniquely good at?
Yeah, I think I really like to make every space feel warm and at home. And I think I've really done a good job at doing that. Like I felt like I brought like a feminine energy to the brand that didn't exist before.
And what does that mean to you? That's great. What does, when you say you brought a feminine energy to the brand, what does that look like? What does that feel like?
So we're a big believer on like making the restaurants feel like an extension of home. And so my home that I grew up in, my mom was like the biggest caretaker and like made every space feel really warm and welcoming. So like, I hope that that's how everybody feels when they're entered, where somebody is welcoming you as soon as you walk in, they take care of you, that navigate you through the menu, bring you your food, make sure that you have everything taken care of for you. Right. But it's not just that, it's making the space feel clean and smells good when you enter. It's beautiful. It's decorated well. The branding is, you know, very well thought out. And, you know, our app experience is also very much well thought out and the buttons make sense and it's pretty to look at. And I think that there is like all of that really makes a difference. I mean, I hope.
No, it absolutely does. You don't really hear many people in business talk about feminine energy. And I think it's really important to talk about. I interviewed Sarah Blakely of Spanx, and she was a big proponent on bringing more feminine energy into the workplace, into business, and how revolutionary it can be in so many levels. So it's always nice to hear different people's perspectives on that. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
How do you juggle being a mom and these restaurants and being a wife? Like, what is your secret to making that all kind of work?
I think some days you just have to know that you're the best mom, and other days I'm like the best businesswoman, and just kind of celebrating those days for what they are and not being hard on myself for not being able to do it all. Like, we're only one person. And I think that took some time to get to know, like, missing something important in my kid's life was sad, but, you know, then I have to balance it out and know that I have caretakers there in my place when I can't be there, you know, and then making time to leave my business when I need to be there for my kids. So I think that that's that juggling act that us moms have to learn how to do. And we just continue to put more on our plate and somehow we figure out how to do it all.
I love it. Amen to that. I have three boys, 8, 6, and 4. So I definitely can relate. I'm always looking for strategies myself. So if I go to Pura Vida, what should I order? Give me Jen's number one, number two thing on the menu that I should order the next time I'm in Florida.
Okay. So I am a big believer. Well, I just constantly get the same thing so many times and I switch and then I get the same thing every single day. So right now, my current obsession, I start my day with an iced oat milk latte.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, that's not true. I'm on an iced matcha latte. I said the wrong thing. That's great.
That's okay. I'm sure at one point you did have that. So you've switched your order. Okay.
I have switched now. Now I'm on a matcha kick and I love it. And I love the way I feel. And so I have my one coffee in the morning, but then when I get to Pura Vida, I have my matcha.
Okay. So matcha first.
Matcha first with oat milk. And then I have an avocado toast with 2 soft boiled eggs on my toasted sourdough bread. And for lunch, I have a chicken plate, which is our grilled chicken over jasmine rice with tossed peppers and onions on top. And it comes with a side salad. And it's a really simple side salad, arugula, kale, tossed in a lemon vinaigrette with leeks and tomatoes.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, like balanced lunch or dinner. And then I love feed myself with an acai bowl.
Ooh. And then what about juicing? Do you have fresh juices?
Yes, of course. So we have green juices. We have our Lulu's lemon, which is lemon, chia seeds, orange, ginger.
That sounds amazing.
It's so hard to choose every day. It's like, okay, I'm going to have my one juice today. Which one is it going to be? Right now I'm on a Lulu's lemon kick. I think it fills me up. It makes me feel great. Anything with ginger in it, I'm sold.
Yes. Anything for me, it's anything with turmeric or ginger. I'm all about, you know, that sounds incredible. It has been so fun to talk to you, Jen. Thank you for sharing your story and also all the lessons learned. I'm wishing you all the success. And the next time I'm in Florida, I'm definitely going to stop by and have the Lululemon's?
Lulu's lemon.
Yeah. Sign me up for that. That sounds amazing.
Amazing. I hope one day we'll be in Chicago. That would be a dream.
That would. Cheers to you. Have a great day. And thank you again.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks for listening to Dine For the podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todinefortv.com. You can find us on Instagram at todinefortv and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National, Lavazza, and Terlato Wine Group. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golmer. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers! Stay hungry and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.